Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, y'all not there. We is here and y'all is not.
Anywho,
moving on. Better late than never. Alrighty. Welcome, 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 and welcome to the Talk Takeover with your host,
Tamara S. Adams.
And myself, Nikki,
a.k.a. the Notorious T-A-M.
No, that's you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. I should have said the AKA after that, but yeah. So, Tamara S. Adams, a.k.a. the Notorious T-A-M, like the Notorious B-I-G, the Notorious T-A-M.
All right now, because you know me. I find out something about you every day.
And we'd like to welcome you to join us tonight and every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen by calling 347-945-6025, but if you want to chat with us, you must press that 1,
please.
Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ista-network.
Yes.
And please visit and like our fan page at www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover.
Do y'all listen when we post up? Do y'all look?
Yeah.
I mean, visit the fan page.
Yeah.
All you got to do is press like. It's easy.
Yeah. Like.
Click them.
That's all. So tonight we will be entertaining you with our tea topic of the day, our reality rundown, and our letters from the Shade Tree Chatter.
Chatter. And don't forget our rumor rant. That was my turn. My stomach is growling.
Really?
No. I don't know if that's my stomach growling or I got bubble guts.
Ew.
Either
well, I hope it's your stomach growling and that you don't have the bubble guts.
Because that would be awkward.
On the app,
so. I'm just saying it would be a little awkward. Mm-hmm. But, anywho, don't forget our rumor rant and our segment, one of my favorite segments, Bust the Window at Your Con. For your TV, or your
eyeglasses.
Oh, yeah. Your eyeglasses, your work window. Bust them all out. That's my favorite segment. Because when y'all get on my nerves, whoo, baby.
Yeah. So sit back, put your feet up with a drink of your choice.
Yeah.
And enjoy while we dish some good old tea. And speaking of some good old tea, our tea topic of the day is, and it stems from a story that I saw last week about another female dying from getting these, what they call them, black market booty injections.
Then another chick, she didn't die, but her legs had to be amputated.
See, that's foolishness. So, again, our tea topic of the day is having a big booty really worth potentially losing your life? Is having a big old booty,
big old juicy donk,
really worth
look big booty
potentially losing your life?
Yeah, I mean,
is it really that serious? Because I see butts, that's the thing now.
I guess not butts.
Butts in the waist training.
Back in the days, my butt used to be great. I mean, I had a, my whole spine, girl, I had a dump. You know, it was nice. Dump. But now it's kind of like it's flat at the top and then it goes boom at the bottom. I don't know what the hell that's about. But I don't want no butt injections, hell. It just
they have exercises that you can
do. I ain't doing that foolishness either.
No, but I did try. It's just stuff to help tighten it up. Because I honestly did it.
I mean, for those of you that give a rat's ass.
I do, because I do want mine to round out a little bit, because I've actually had people to tell me I have a coffee table. This guy wants to tell me something. Come here, let me sit a drink up.
Let me see. You got a coffee table on your butt?
I have these little things.
Well, I can see. Okay. I can see. Why? You know, I never noticed before, but now that you bring it out, you can sip a little drink up there. especially if you bend over just a little bit. Damn. Stay right there. Whole show. Whole show. Stay right there. But I mean, for those of you that care, per Tamara S. Adams, a.k.a. the notorious T.A.M.,
yeah.
There are exercises that you can do to get your booty right and tight.
Yeah, you can have a Beyonce booty when she was in Crazy in Love. That was the theme, because it was like, what the hell she get that booty? She actually did exercises to make her booty plump up like that, which I would do that. I mean, I don't mind. It's just tightening up your glutes and
yeah,
all that good old stuff, but I'm not going to go nowhere to let them inject. For one, I can
inject some of these things that they are injecting in people.
Yeah, it's not that serious.
Some of the things, I can't remember right now, but I've read stories, and I'm thinking, you let them put that in your butt?
Exactly.
That doesn't go in a butt. That goes in a car.
Exactly.
Or that goes in a, you know, that goes in something not
other
a human.
Other than your body.
Yeah.
And the thing that gets me is, it's not that serious. And a lot of times when people are getting these booty injections mm-hmm. and getting their butts and hands, at least make it look real. Because you got a tiny frame and all of a sudden you got a pal.
So what do you think
Nicki
Minaj's butt is? Do you think
Nicki
that's
Minaj,
an answer?
But I believe she got, I don't know. I love Nicki Minaj.
I do.
Especially her song, I'm feeling myself.
I saw a picture of her sitting on a chair one time and her butt didn't quite look. It didn't look quite right.
I believe she had some work done.
Yeah.
And I think she wear, because it was some video I saw, and it looked like she may have had on some butt pads. But if you look at her, you can tell somebody who has an actual homegrown butt
mm-hmm.
versus somebody that had some work done.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Because it doesn't.
I mean, but if that's what they like, fine. But don't go get these
yeah,
black markets.
Yeah,
these,
go and
these,
have
Costa Rica.
Exactly. Save your coins. Up and
yeah,
get it done
in
clean.
States where you can actually press charges if
exactly.
somebody does something wrong.
But you know, some of these women, they are here in the States doing this.
Yeah, but if they tell you, come to my house, you know that's
mm-mm.
not
I'm
quite
not
right.
I'm not
unless it's Dr. Kim Young, because I want an Asian working on me.
And I don't want to be in his house, though.
No, I don't want to be in his house.
His or her.
But I'm saying, unless he's got some credentials behind him,
yeah.
I'm not going to. You're not about to put nothing in my butt.
Well, for me, I'm not
going to
have nothing.
You're to sleep today, girl. Ooh!
Ooh! Damn, girl.
Ooh! They on flake. They're cute, though. Let me look at them. Mm-hmm. They is nice. They
because I'm perfecting my craft.
They're cute. I must say they're cute. You know, normally I don't like bold.
So you trying to say they don't be on fleek any other time?
No, that's not what I'm trying to say. Because
okay.
normally I really don't pay attention, to be honest
okay.
with you. Because I don't really, you know, it is what it is. I mean, your makeup always straight to me, so I don't really
okay, thank you.
Scrutinize you like that.
You're welcome.
But this bitch. But today, I just happened to notice, because I've been looking at YouTube videos, and I'm like, oh, cute. They look real natural. Sorry, y'all. But anywho, back to the injection.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You know, I always love to get compliments.
Okay. Moving on.
But yeah, I mean, to me, and then too, be happy with what God gave you. That's
true.
My whole thing. I mean.
True. I agree.
Everybody won't meant to have no butt. Everybody was meant to have a pancake. I mean, just don't go out doing nothing extra. You know, like I said, they have exercises that you can do to plump up or firm up your booty and whatnot. You don't have to go out here and get stuff just because, to me, I just feel like, just no, I don't want to be injected in with anything.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, and I don't think it's just not even just the butt implants. It's everything that these chicks doing.
Yes.
Try to look the
now,
lips.
Yeah, the lips, and then now you 70 years old, your lips look like they.
Now you know, yeah, I don't. Mm-mm.
Now I want me some big old lips. I want me some soup coolers, but I'm not about to go and have anything injected in my lips unless they got little stuff that helps plump them.
Right, the lipstick and stuff. Well, I like my little white girl lips. They good. I'll keep them. I ain't worry about them.
But
there are things that I would like to. Six, but I don't want to do it the long way.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want no permanent eyeliner.
Oh, no, ma'am.
You know, because that might hurt.
Yes. Oh, it is. Because it's a tattoo.
Yeah.
And then I will be the one to get that crap on my eyes, now my eyes swollen shut.
Yeah, and I'm not and sure I'm if these women realize, even with Botox, I don't even know if these women realize you are putting poison
in your skin,
in your
body,
head,
mm-hmm.
in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Botulinum, not them.
No.
Botulism. That's what it is. It's poison.
Yeah.
You putting that in your face. That's not how that's meant to be. That's yeah. not what that was meant for. But I mean, hey, you like it.
That's
I love
what it.
It
is.
But when you wake up with a tail growing out your nose.
Hello. That is not what's hot.
At all. That ain't cute. Now, you trying to go get you a big old booty and all this other stuff. Now, you got another problem. But,
mm-hmm.
hey, who am I?
You got a tail growing out your ear.
I'm just regular. But,
yeah.
you know,
I mean,
everybody wants to look good.
And something.
Yeah.
But for me, it starts off being comfortable in your own
skin. In your own skin.
Now,
yeah.
me, I am very.
Yes, you are.
Ooh. I hate to say it. One of my friends told me I am. What's the word? Narcissistic?
I don't know if that would be it. You conceited?
No, but it was one time we were having
sorry.
A conversation. Shut up. We were having a conversation on the phone, and I mean, I do admire myself. I when I
think
that's
good.
No, and everything, but I don't make other people feel bad about
right.
it.
No.
You have some people be like, I look good, but she.
Yeah, no. And most white people have low self-esteem.
And
if the things that somebody else can say to you or the things that other people say about themselves make you feel bad, you have low self-esteem. Because let me tell you, y'all. Audience, listen, audience, producers. Tamara come over here, red carpet, red teeth, red teeth, high heels, lipstick, makeup, eyelashes.
Not all the time.
But guess what? I be over here like Miss So Damn Fierce. It don't bother me. I don't care what she look like. I don't care if we going to the store. And she red carpet ready, and I look like Miss Sophia. Guess where I'm going?
To the store.
Now, I say that, but I kind of have self-esteem issues.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I don't let other people,
yeah.
the way they feel about themselves or the things that they do,
mm-hmm.
influence me or
yeah.
affect me at all.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know how long I've been looking raggedy?
But see, you're married.
Shut your damn mouth.
I'm trying to get married, so I have to stay
well,
on top of
my game. Well,
I mean,
it's not that. Even though I'm married, I still have to stay on
yeah,
top of my game because there's a Trixie out there every
yeah,
on so, every corner. She waiting to slide up in my seat, but little did this heifer know.
She going to be giving it right
you going to be giving it right back because you don't want me to. You ain't about this life here. But anyhow.
But, yeah, I understand. You do still have to stay
yeah,
on
yeah, you
on
still
top
have to stay. So, I mean, granted, I mean, I'd love to. Get dressed up and look pretty, and I mean I don't want to do it all the time because that just ain't me. It ain't in my.
I don't know. I like it. It's actually in my.
No, I know, and you seem like that type. You know, you that type of person that you like to do it. You want to get dressed up all the time.
Yeah.
And but that's how some people are, and I'm that person that. Now I used to be like that.
Yeah.
Back in the day, a long time ago, I wouldn't even if I had rollers in my hair, I would not go to the mailbox. I would take them all out.
Now, that was me at one point in time. You could not catch me at a store
ma'am.
Looking crazy.
Who are you?
Now, I go to the store with
yeah.
a scarf on my head or whatever, but I do like to, I love wearing makeup.
Right, you like dressing up and
be like, why you always got to have on makeup and why you always
right.
got it? Because, for one, I paid for it.
I know, that's right.
And for two, I mean, it's a difference in actually needing it and liking
and
to wear it.
And liking to wear it. If you
don't
yeah.
need it, but I love
but
to wear it.
To wear it's pretty. It makes you
yeah.
feel pretty. And it's okay to do that because I like to wear makeup when I like to wear it. I mean,
yeah.
but if I'm – and I guess it depends on your lifestyle because I'm a stay-at-home mom. I don't really have anywhere to go.
No, I've seen some stay-at-home moms that get up and they'll put makeup on and stuff, and they be in here.
Them bitches need to get a job.
So I'd be like, really, where are you going?
Where in the hell is you? Yeah, where the hell is you? Oh, I know one, too. Where in the hell is you going? But anyway, moving on. Mara.
So what did you do for you? What did you do this weekend?
What did I do?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about next. Our weekend.
Oh, what did I do? Oh, you know what I did. I had a Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God. Okay, people. I know everybody don't listen to the show. I loathe. I don't know how many times I gotta say this. I loathe, hate, despise. What's another word for
disgust?
It disgusts me. I can't function when I have to go to Chuck E. Cheese for a children's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
It drives me absolutely batty. This one wasn't as bad as most.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay. I just hate Chuck E. Cheese. I hate children's birthday parties, period, and it is what it is. But that's what I did on Saturday. Friday, my boo came home. You know, my boo thing came home.
Yeah, it came home Friday. We got turned up.
Did we? Yeah, we did.
I was here.
That's right. We did get a little turned up.
Some nachos. What you had? Nachos and, ain't this a combination? Nachos and neck bones. Nachos.
And oven.
And
oven fresh neck bones.
Yes, oven baked neck bones. Now, that was good. However, I couldn't quite reap the benefits of them because somebody had been came over here.
I know, right?
And then ate a whole heap of them. I was like, really?
A whole pan.
Yeah. Get yourself somewhere and sit down. Eat up all the damn neck bones, all the hog
maws. All the hog maws, all the chitlins.
And he just, yeah, kind of smack it. Oh, I wanted to shove that down his throat. Now, that was something that made me
bust
the windows out of somebody's car.
That is too funny.
You sitting there, a darn, really? Like,
that is funny to me. Well, yeah, so that was, what was that, Friday?
Yeah, that was Friday.
And then Sunday, me and my boo and the family, you know, and the kids, we went to, I don't know, that was Saturday. Saturday, we also went to the gun show.
Mm-hmm.
And, sure, I got to pee. We went to gun show.
Really, yeah. Is that
well, I'm just saying. And then we went to, in the gun show, I bought a taser, which I'm thinking about giving to you.
Oh.
Because you need it.
Yeah.
We'll discuss the particulars later.
Some people just can't take a hint.
You know,
and you know me, I try to be nice because I don't want to get the loan involved or nothing like that.
But yeah, you need it. You really do because, you know, I can't get over there that quick, you know. And if I do get over there, I'm going to be at the front of the place calling the police so they pull in.
The whole apartment complex be shut down.
Shut down. Anywho, and now that my boo home, you know, he trigger happy anyway.
Yeah.
So that's all he needs. Anywho, so we went to the gun show, got a little something, a few things. He got a little couple things. He got a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
And anywho, then we went to the car dealer, which wasn't on our
agenda.
But he claimed he needed
another car.
So, you know, we did that, and he mm-hmm. got another car, and it is what it is. I mean, I'm going to be at the strip club next week.
Yeah. Out there on Normandy and during Chasey.
Yeah, with my neighbor, if she listening. Because she got a new car, too.
Yeah.
So me and her both going to be out there on the.
And then I'll be out there with y'all because I'm trying to get some coins so I can get me a new car.
That's fine. I got me an outfit.
Drop down to get your eagle on. Hell no. Something.
My weekend. But I'm looking forward to, actually, this weekend because it's Easter, you know, it's. The one time everybody go to church. No, not this.
No. Because it's sarcastic. It's just the ill.
No, for real.
And it might not even intentionally
be
like that. But yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that, and I want to cook Sunday dinner.
What
and,
are we having?
You know, I am going to cook a ham.
Are you going to cook, or are you going to decide to not cook, and then we were over at
I'm cooking.
Your neighbor's house, and that was awesome, too.
No. I'm cooking. I'm cooking a ham. I may cook some oxtails.
Oh, I know. Guess I'm going to have to pack me another bag.
Yes.
So I go home possibly Thursday morning.
Right. Exactly.
Right back in
I'm going to cook some ham and oxtail, but for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I know I may bake macaroni and cheese and deviled eggs.
Oh. Jesus.
And I'm probably going to make some type of pasta salad. I may or may not add shrimp because I know you can't eat those.
Well, if you could just make a separate one.
I can make a separate one for
you. Yeah,
kids.
One without. But, because you, unless you want me to be a Baptist.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was, it wasn't really too much to brag about because I didn't get home until, like, Saturday morning because I had been over at your house and stuff, and I just straightened up, and, oh, DeMarcio came over and saw me for a little bit because his mom needed me to notarize a letter and stuff for her because, people, I am a notary, and I had company. I'm not going to go too much into that, but, my weekend was not all that spectacular, pretty much. I just chilled out, caught up on some programs, and just pretty much chilled out because I hadn't been home since Tuesday, so I had to get some things situated in my apartment, but that was about it for my
You've
weekend.
Got
I'm
mail.
Looking forward to, I'm looking forward to this weekend. And we seem to have now. I guess we're not going to take a phone break right quick. So what do we have, producers? We got now. Okay.
Well, well, well.
Looky here.
Looky here now. So we're going to do mail?
Let's go to a song break right quick so we can kind of regroup.
Get ourselves together.
Yeah. So our first song is going to be the Notorious B.I.G. Mo Money, Mo
Bigger.
Problem.
Bigger.
Sorry. And when we come back, we're going to do from the Shade Tree.
Uh-huh.
Tell me who flopped, who popped the blue drop, who jewels drop. Who knows we go shoot down to the blue drop. The same old pimp, mace, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on the blimp. Guarantee a million shells full of love or luck. You don't believe I'm all in the world, nigga, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Niggas didn't know me, 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem nigga with the Goldie sound. Can't no TNG, niggas hold me down. Cooler, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Woody. True pimp, nigga, spin no dough on the booty. When you yell, there go Mace, there go your cutie.
Niggas see, B.I.G. be flossing, jig
cover a fortune. Five double O. My phone number, your man. I got the nose, I got the dough. Got the flow down, pizzack. Black and plus, like Zizak. Dangerous on Trizak. See your ass, Trizak.
Like to welcome you. What the hell are you looking at me like
I'm
that?
I'm just looking.
Oh, we'd like to welcome you to the Talk Takeover with your host,
the notorious TAM,
and myself, Nikki. Got me all nervous. Looking at me like that. Oh, if you'd like to chat with us, call us 347-945-6025, and don't forget to press the uno, the one. El uno.
Not dos.
Yeah,
but uno.
Not tres, but uno. And you can listen to us online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ISA-network. Don't forget to like, visit and like our fan page at www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover. You can also tweet us at thetalktakeover and email us at thetalktakeover@gmail.com. Tamara.
Well, before we went out for our song break, we had some letters.
Some letters.
So I'm going to start with the first one.
That's fine.
And it says, Dear Talk Takeover Lady,
mm-hmm.
I've known this girl for about 18 years. At one point, we would say that we are best friends, but now I just say that we know each other. She will still say that we are like sisters. Now, behind my back, I heard that she said some other stuff.
Uh-huh.
Last night, she was arrested on a small drug charge of 1.5 ounce of weed. She called me from jail to get her out. I felt bad, however, I had been up all night dealing with her issues and with mine, that by the time she called, I was drained. I did call a bail bondsman, and they told me that her bond was $1,000. I had to put up $150 to get her out, which I did not have. And I will have to co-sign the bond, which I learned means if she did not go to court, I would have to cover the whole bond. Please tell me what you would have done in my position. Thanks. Get out of jail free card. Well, get out of jail free card. If she's doing some shady stuff behind your back, you know, you saying that pretty much she doing some questionable things behind your back, she just has to sit down. I don't think I would take that chance on, you know, co-signing a bond because just know. You have to actually know, because people don't get into situations like that. I mean, you know, hell, whatever. But you got to know what type of person you're doing that for. I wouldn't just go out and do that for no Tom, Dick, and Harry and whatnot. I would just say know the person, and if y'all friendship is already on shaky ground, I wouldn't do that. Because, yeah, like you said, if she decided not to go to court, guess what? You're the one that's responsible for that. I wouldn't do it. Now, for me, on the other hand, if I went to jail, for one, you ain't got to worry about me not going to court. I'm going to be up there probably days before I'm due to be there, just so I won't be late, won't have no car problems or nothing. I'll be posted up there because everybody got time to be playing around with the law, and especially not the law here in Florida. No, ma'am. But anyway, what are your thoughts, Nikki?
Well, I say it depends on the circumstance.
Yeah.
Because now, did she say this was her friend for a long time?
Yeah, she said it was her friend for a long time, but...
No. How long?
18 years.
Oh, yeah. Look, listen. 18-year friendship, that's a long time. Now, personally, I would go ahead and post a bail.
Okay.
I'd post a bail, get her out, but I would sit down and... Because you can't block your blessings.
That's true.
And then I'd sit down and tell her, listen, I posted this bail even though I heard this, and this, and I didn't have the. Well, first of all, I didn't have the money.
Exactly.
But I heard this, and this.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me? Because you gotta communicate with them. If you don't communicate, I mean, 18 years of friendship. Come on now. So you mean to tell me, 18 years of friendship, you left me sitting in the jail? You could have just talked to me about it and got me out. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong now. I would have cussed her dumb ass out because now you 18 years, you got drugs? Come on, really?
3.5 ounces of weed?
Really?
Hell, if I was going to go to jail, I'm going to jail for something.
For something.
I'm going to go with people.
I'm not over cheese.
Yes. They're going to call me Lady Heron.
What? I'm moving
Lady
cheese. I'm not going to jail.
I'm going to
have
a tail.
What?
My name is going to be... Esperanza Corleone.
Listen, they gonna have to come and seize my asset.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. You talking about me in some jail?
Some 1.5 ounces? What the hell?
Mm-mm.
What they gonna seize? A baby doctor? Look, they gonna have to come seize my asset for if I'm doing some drugs. But I would personally, I really would. I would bail her out. I would sit down. I would talk to her and say, listen. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Now, you screw me over, and you're going to have hell to pay.
It's going to be a lot of slow singing.
I mean, $1,000 in the big scheme of things is not much to have to. It is a lot. Don't get me wrong. Hold on now. Don't get me wrong. It is a lot, and it's an expensive lesson to learn.
Yeah.
But if I have to learn the lesson, I'd rather pay $1,000 than $20,000.
Oh, yeah.
To learn if that's my true friend or not. Because 18 years of friendship, I mean, it could be a misunderstanding. It could be anything.
Yeah,
people
true.
Throw friendships away these days.
You got people, they just get brand new.
They just, they act, you know, don't get me started because that's a whole another issue. But, and we all know that already. I would sit down and I would definitely talk to her because 18 years worth of friendship, that's a long time. I mean, try 30, but you know, hey, I mean, who am I to talk?
Yeah.
Anyhow, that's what I would say.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Yeah, okay, we'll just move on to the next
letter. The next letter. Let's see. Hold on. That's me, huh? Okay. Dear Talk Takeover, I am wondering if you can help me out. I just moved to this area. My son, 10 years old, is making new friends. He has taken a liking to a little boy in his class. I've met the mother, and she seems nice. Very quiet, but nice. We had a small after-school cookout for a few kids last Friday. Because it was 75 degrees, I want to do something fun to them. For them. Not to them, but for them. My son's friend came over, and we were all having a good time, and he fell into some mud, so I gave him one of my son's shirts to put on. He went to change his shirt, and I saw a number of bruises on his back. Mind your damn business.
Mm-hmm.
Number of bruises on his back and arms. I screamed without thinking and scared the little boy to death. I asked the mother about it when she came to get him, and she said that he's always falling down and doing something to himself. On Monday, my son came home and said he can no longer hang out with his friend. Because his mother said that I don't mind my business. Help me get my son's friend back. Thanks. Friend blocker or abuse seeker. Honey, let me tell you something. I mean, you have two choices. I'm not going to say mind your business. You have two choices. One, you can mind your business. Because nowadays you never know the mental status of somebody.
Exactly.
And you go digging around, poking around, and this chick come try to kill you and your baby and your whoever else in your house. And for me, my life and the lives of my children and my family are way more important than anybody on the outside of this address.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody, it of course that stands with, I mean, it goes without saying is to say, okay, God is the most important in our life. But other than my immediate,
Mm-mm.
I mean, you're pretty cool too, but if I had to choose, oh, my family, you got to go. No, I'm just no, I'm serious, yeah. You got to die. So, unfortunately, that's how it is, man. I'm sorry. But if I had to choose, you got to go. You got to take one for the team. Come on now.
Uh-uh.
You want me and my family to still be together? Me
so
and
y'all gonna be together, and I'm gonna be somewhere sweeping with the fishes.
Yeah. If we had to choose, and they said, okay, fine, you got to choose one of y'all. You wouldn't take a vote. You wouldn't take it for us. For me, Darnell and the kids. I mean, for me, my boo and the kids. One of y'all got to go. I can't go.
That's fine, because then you would take. You would just have to be responsible for my kids. And
I'd be responsible for. I mean, I would be responsible for them.
That mean you have to get DiMaggio.
I would get him. Your grandma was so nice, too. So I'll get them all. But you have to go.
And I'm going to come back and I'm going to hunt you.
Oh, God.
And you're going to be in the bed sleeping and y'all going to be all 6 hours and y'all go to OZ.
I'm
going to
be like, bitch.
Show me the phone. Show me.
Anyway.
Yeah, I
take
one for the
team. Stupid. Moving on. Moving on. And I believe you do that too. No thanks. Or ladies, or friend blocker or abuse seeker, you can go to Department of Family Services.
Yeah,
I mean, because some people are definitely mandated, except teachers, doctors, school counselors, parapros, all those people like that. Even I mean, some people are mandated, but some people are just from moral, you know, ethics. You have to say something. You can't let the kid just suffer in suffer in silence. I mean, if you see bruising on his body, take a risk. I mean, I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
And have this kid be, you know, his life be saved rather.
You hear about him on the news the next day.
I mean,
like, darn, why didn't I say something to somebody?
And granted, I tell my son, look, that boy, you still can't play with him. They got stuff going on at their house. You are not over there.
But then again, you know, it could be a situation where the child is just bad and the mama just beat the hell out of him.
True. I mean, that's true. And maybe the child is bruised easily. Yeah.
So I'll tell you like this. Mine.
That could be it.
I'd beat the hell out of mine.
I mean, sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes.
With these kids today, you got to beat they behind.
But people don't believe in that anymore. They don't believe
it. They want to put them in a corner.
Yeah, that don't work.
Mm-mm.
It really does not work. And it is a big controversy about faking or whooping.
They took paddling and prayer and stuff out of school, everything just gone haywire. Because when I was in school, my mom would tell my teacher in a heartbeat, pop up behind if you need to.
Whoop up, whatever you got to do.
Do it if you have to.
You ain't going to kill her.
And you can best believe when I got home, if I had to get popped in class, I got popped when I got home.
Yeah, I mean, those are your two options.
Like that.
You have to do what what you feel. Sorry we couldn't help you more, but never would say we told you to do blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the next thing you know.
Mm-hmm. So friend blocker, abuse seeker, write your pros and cons down, honey. Get your little piece of paper, draw your line, pros and cons. Pros and cons, and get to it. But thank you for writing in. We really do appreciate it. If anybody else wants to write in and ask us any questions, you can definitely send those letters to us at thedogtakeover@gmail.com.
Really? You have to sound like that.
At
That's our takeover.
I think we may need a break to take another phone break.
Oh,
yeah, I think we can take. We'll probably do 4 phone breaks tonight.
Okay, well, that's fine. Let's take one.
Yeah.
We feeling ourselves.
We feeling ourselves.
We feeling ourselves.
We're going to go out with another song, and it is 112 featuring Biggie and Mace, Only You.
I like that song.
Notorious just, please us with your lyrical thesis. We just chillin', milk 'em, top billin', silkin', pure linen, vegan, little seeds, Malibu sea breeze, Dawn peas, palm trees, cats named Pablo, and milked out Diablo. The williest,
what?
I be the silliest, the more I be, the smaller the silly gets. Room 112, where the players dwell, and stash more cash than Bert Fidel. Inhale, make you feel good like Tony. Pick up in your middle like Moni.
Yeah.
She don't know me, but she's setting up.
Yeah.
Try to style, sliding off with a homie.
Yeah.
Escada, don gotta, player, face splurging. Game so tight, they call it version.
Why can't we?
Why can't we?
We back again. Listen, I know we had a song break, and we don't normally do the what did we have before? The weekend review?
No, we did.
We did it.
We stopped doing the news.
However, comma, I found something very disturbing on this break.
Lord Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Jesus on the
knee. L.A. school district to pay $139 million to students who ate teachers' cum cookies. What the hell?
Wait a minute.
Wait.
The teachers what?
Oh, his cum cookie. His cum, C-U-M, cookie. His ejaculation, his sperm, his jism. Look at it from there.
His heart lost.
Yeah, look at the picture of it. Oh, it looked like lemon cream on top of the cookies. Anywho, the school district has to pay $139 million to students who ate these cookies. A teacher from Los Angeles Unified School District was caught serving semen cookies to his students, which sparked a huge legal saga that finally ended on Friday. They will pay $139 million to end all legal litigation surrounding the case, even though it sounds like a lot of money when you hear that Mark burnt. When you hear what he did over his three-decade teaching career, it's not that much. It says he blindfolded kids, fed them the cookies. He was a dirty old man. But anyway, he was sentenced to 25 years in prison after he pleaded no contest. 23 counts of lewd conduct. That's just, I'm sure. I'm sure it's been more than 23 counts, though. That's just the 23 that they found.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. It says during a jury selection, they agreed to pay $30 million to settle 65 other cases involving the former elementary school teacher.
Really? What is going on with these teachers? And I'm still trying to get past the fact. Oh, so you just take and you just eat on some cookies
done.
And feed them to the kids.
Yeah, I'm done. That was just, I had to.
I'm glad you had to report on
that. I was looking at that. Yeah, that is me signing off. Cause that's retarded right there. You know what? If I was a parent, he wouldn't have to worry about jail.
He wouldn't have to worry about jail because his ass would be dead.
But
he would be sleeping with the fishes, for real.
So next up,
sleeping with the fishes.
We do have your segment, reality and non-reality.
Well, see, we don't really have it.
We don't have any non-reality yet. So we do have reality.
Empire. I know, Empire. Oh, God.
Oh, I ate it. When does it come back on, anyway?
I'm not sure. I think they said the fall. That's a really long time.
That's too long.
That's a really long time.
I would have rather them did 1 hour and came back on in
in the summer sometime.
June.
I can take the summer. But, they ain't not going to be back until the fall. But before I get into my reality rundown, what do you think about Terrence Howard?
Because,
you know, Empire was one of the number one, the most, what is it, the top-rated show?
Right.
But Terrence Howard thing is to make it more real.
Real, yeah.
He wanted to be able to incorporate the N-word.
No, I think it's fine the way it is. I don't think we need to throw that word around too much because for what?
For one, why do you feel like you need to use the N-word? Two, your show is already the highest
it's
rated
already
show.
The highest.
What do you want? You want it to be real.
Over Scandal?
Yeah, I mean, because Scandal, when it first came out, that's a lot. Scandal, I mean, everything out of the box, but you want to be able to use the N-word.
The N-word. I mean,
okay, you can use the N-word, but you're going to lose all of your sponsorship, all that stuff.
And see, that's sometimes how us in the
day. Yeah, we get to, you know, we want more.
We want more.
You already, you know. But like Steve Harvey said, he said, have you a watch party? I invite you a bunch of N's over there.
Right.
And y'all just call each other the N-word throughout the, you know, that way you ain't got to worry about, you know, losing nothing or whatever, but don't put it on
the show. That's why you at the Golden Globes and in the back of the award ceremony frying chicken in a crab pot.
Yeah.
No, that's not what. Come
that's
on,
not,
really,
you don't do that. Now, granted, I like using the N-word. I do. I really do.
I rarely use it, but I do.
I use it in a minute. Sometimes, one time, I forgot that I was at work, and I just.
Well, I mean, you know,
because it just rolls off the tongue.
I use other words, so trust me, I'm not judging. I don't use the N-word, but I will say fuck every now and then. Sorry.
You just said.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I call a person an N.
I like that word. Fuck, that's my word. And
can you not say it anymore?
Can I get one more time?
No.
bitch. I like that, too. I mean, I'm just saying. I use other words that...
I'd rather for you to just use the N-word.
No, I don't like that word, but I'm just
but
saying.
You like
I can't
say the F-word.
I know. I fuck. Okay, that was three. What was that three?
I'm going to kick you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Moving on. So, Tamara. We all laugh.
Epic.
I
quit.
About last night on the radio.
Yeah. They ain't gonna have to worry about it during
anniversary show.
Anniversary. What we gonna do? Hell, nothing.
They gonna call it and all they gonna hear is.
Nikki gonna say F too many times. F it. Okay.
Seriously. Okay, so first off, we have Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh God, these really help us.
But you know what? It was actually pretty.
It was
this
good.
Episode was good.
But the thing is, though, I don't want to say that because they make it. Now they gonna make it seem like
everything
Nene,
is cool by Yon and
no,
well,
and Nene is the catalyst for all the
drama. But she is somewhat,
but I don't think she's the main. But that's
the
just
nucleus.
How they play it up. Yeah, like I don't think she's the nucleus. I think that they all play a part.
Yeah,
in acting the damn fool. I don't think she's the cause of everything. Now, don't get me wrong. I think
yeah,
she's crazy as hell.
Yeah, but she do befriend people, and then
she does. And just like Candy said on
at Doctor
at
yeah.
I'm Mad at You Night or whatever it is she called it. What did she say? On you know whatever it is when she get mad at the friends,
yeah.
She ain't friends with them no more. She
yeah.
call them all kind of names and stuff, but. I don't know. They did have a good time. It seems
yeah,
like
it. It seems like it. I like how Phaedra, because, you know, she don't really show too much emotions with the other females and
she
stuff
doesn't.
Like that. But she actually opened up to
mm-hmm.
Claudia a little smidgen and whatnot.
But, honey, baby, when she told her, no, I'm not about to discuss that with you.
But, you know, when they went to commercial break, they made it seem like, you know, she was being nice and nasty.
Right.
But really, she wasn't. She didn't
she
really want to
yeah.
talk about
she
it.
She didn't want to talk about it.
And even though she did kind of spill a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you saw that she got emotional. And
but
stuff.
I like that about her, and I wish I was more like that, because for me, I'm an open book.
Yeah.
You can ask me anything, and I can tell you, and I will cry, and I will say whatever the case. Maybe I'm not holding nothing back. I'm not keeping any secrets about nothing.
Well, not keeping any secrets, but you don't quite open up. Well, it took you a minute before you actually opened up to me because it
really?
Was like a lot of stuff that you
yeah.
didn't. But now you just damn tell everything, which is fine, and I'm glad that we have that,
yeah, yeah.
that
I mean,
relationship
yes,
because, you know, I want to be able to tell you. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, some things, like,
because, you know, you're not, because, and then at that time, our friendship was still kind of new.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you have to be wary of what you tell people
yeah.
because, you know, their
right.
motives.
You don't want them to
like
judge,
exactly.
and, you know, you're
exactly.
right, and their motives might be a little bit.
So now, that's like when we had that conversation, you know, the other
mm-hmm.
night, and I was like, you know, I value your opinion and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes you make one of us a cat in your hands. I mean, I'm just kidding. But, you know, sometimes you will, because, like, sometimes if I'm ready to just pop off at a certain situation, you'll be like, well, Tamara.
No, Nikki.
Damn it. But, no.
I ain't high with it. I'm about to move my cream from these cum cookies. Cause I
yeah,
can take
please. That is just, that's disgusting. Because, yeah, when you first showed it to me, it looked like just some, like, cream, living cream filling on it.
Ew, that's disgusting. Okay. So, Real Housewives, yeah. So,
did you really think Nene had, look, no, is it that
no.
she didn't want to? Because, you know, some people can't travel
no.
for a long
time. No, I mean, I believe that she, I mean, she did have the pulmonary embolism thing going
well,
on.
Her,
with
her wasn't her husband. Her husband had that.
No, she had that, too.
Oh, okay.
No, she did have that, because remember, like a couple seasons ago, she had a problem and they had to rush her to the hospital.
That's
and
right,
remember, that's why she
that.
Couldn't come to something.
I remember that. I forgot.
I can't remember. Yeah. So, no, she does have a problem, but I don't know if that. And, you know,
I mean,
when
she
you,
may have used it as a.
But the thing is, when you can't really fly that long, because the Philippines is about 24 to 30 hours.
Like 20
yeah.
hours away.
Yeah, it's a long, long. I've been there. It's a long, long flight.
I would have to be sedated, and I probably would die in my sedation because I would probably accumulate blood clots. Cause,
yeah.
No, you would have to sedate me to be up in the air, yeah. Be up in anybody's
the time house. I went, I slept pretty much the whole flight, which probably wasn't healthy,
mm-hmm.
but I'm scared of public bathrooms, so I didn't want to pee or use the bathroom or nothing.
Wow.
So I slept pretty much
That would be me. I remember
be drunk, the
flight attendant leaving a sticky note on the seat in front of me that says, when I wake up, if I want my meal, call her.
Wow. But you know what? That would be me.
Yeah.
Ain't no way in the world, because I would be, this would be me the whole while.
With your eyes wide open.
Don't you move. No.
But where you going?
Exactly. I need for the plane to be balanced.
Right.
Don't get your tail up and go to the bathroom.
Oh,
girl,
yeah.
When I had to come back from Atlanta on a smaller plane,
yeah,
that's how I was. I was like, oh, my God, please don't nobody move. How much freight, how much luggage? And then my luggage was heavy because I was gone for like a whole week. And I was like, Lord Jesus, please don't let me be the cause of this plane going down because I got too much stuff in my bag. It was
your luggage was heavy because you packed like a hooker that who pimp just put her out. Anywho, more.
No, I did not. No. I did pretty good.
Yeah,
I did pack one go-out outfit just in case of me and some of the coworkers went out for drinks or something like that because I was in the ATL.
Moving on.
Or whatever, but her yeah.
That's all we have for the
Housewives of Atlanta. So blood, sweat, and heat.
And unfortunately, I didn't see that because my DVR was crowded with because
you're the D-word.
Children.
Well, that show, well, was the, what is this, season two, three?
It's got to be
season three.
Yeah.
And it was kind of sad because the girl, Daisy,
mm-hmm.
she has cancer.
No.
Yeah, she has cancer. And she didn't really want to tell anybody.
Really? I saw that she had some big secret to tell,
yeah.
But I didn't know what it was. And I was like, oh, but I saw that on something else, but I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Yeah, she has cancer, and she's trying to deal with it. But the thing that got to me was because Melissa wanted to check her. She wanted to get with her real quick because she hadn't been out to none of the events that she's invited her to and blah, 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 and all this
mm-hmm.
and that. So when they finally actually did go to lunch together, Daisy really didn't want to tell her because she didn't want it to be. She's already having to
deal with
it herself.
That's Melissa Ford for y'all.
Yeah, Melissa Ford, the video vixen. And her thing, what she's been having to do is she tell people, you know, about it. Now she's having to comfort them and whatnot. So that's why she's kind of been keeping it, you know, to herself. But anyway, so they sit down at lunch and she finally tells her about it. What do Melissa do? Oh, my God. And she's, you know, crying and all this other stuff.
Or
I can't remember what type of cancer they said that she had, but she has lost all her hair.
Really?
So she's wearing wigs and stuff, and she has to do a lot of resting and everything. But she's in good spirits. Mm. She really is in good spirits and stuff. But that was the first episode of that. I was like, oh, my goodness. I was sitting there in tears. I was like, oh. But, yeah, and when Melissa's doing a play about her life, I guess it's supposed to be like a comedy, like, you know, type thing, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, I guess more to come on that. So, last we have Love & Hip Hop New York.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel about the Yandy legally changing her name?
That's like a Yandy. That's stupid. You change your last name to the dude you date in last name,
and y'all not
y'all
been married yet.
No, wait a minute. That's called being married.
Yeah.
If you change your last name,
married, pretty much.
Y'all just pretty much legally
got married.
Got married. What the?
They could have just went ahead and had like a little ceremony at the baby shower and just called it a day.
Yeah,
and then just had a big old wedding, but she didn't want it to be where she brought another child into the world and she wasn't a heiress and all this and this and that. But this was the season finale. So at the end, she ended up having the little baby. And so,
right, I saw that, but that's called you married to this dude. If your last name is the same as his last name, and y'all got kids together with the same last name, you are married. You are extra, chick.
Y'all is married.
Oh, but baby, I'm glad she had that baby because that thing was sick.
She was huge.
She was huge.
She was huge. And Peter Guns is trying so hard. Oh, he got his little feelings hurt when he found out that the guy that Amina used to deal with is her manager now.
Oh, well, Peter.
But he said that, you know, he was like, you know, I got to take it. I got to deal with it, blah, blah, blah. But it's like he wants Amina so bad that went out and got this little ring and stuff like that.
Did you see that little ring?
Yeah.
Does Peter have money?
I'm not sure. He probably got money from being on the show.
I don't know, but I'm going to need – I'm sorry. I'm not being judgmental.
And maybe that's all he can afford, so I ain't gonna say nothing.
Yeah, but yeah, he was his feelings were so hurt. But you know,
and I don't blame Amina. And I'm proud of Amina because she's sticking to her guns.
She's not going like Tara and back and forth.
I'm not about to do that with you. I'm done. It's over. We need to be co-parents, and that's that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I agree with her, and I don't blame her because I think that he needs to work on himself. He needs to figure out what does he want? What's going on with him?
Exactly.
You keep dragging these women and these children into these darn relationships and these darn Peter.
Get your life.
Get your life.
That's all you need to do. Get your life.
Tamar.
Yes. Okay, well, that is me, Tamara. No, what I say, the Notorious T.A.M.
Yes.
And that was my reality rundown. And we're going to go out with yet another song break.
And when we come back, I'll break down the latest celebrity gossip.
We will do the rumor rant in our song that we're going to take you out on.
This
is Mafia Get Money.
Mm-hmm. That was one of my favorites, too.
Yes.
Thank you.
we're back.
Now,
we're
back.
Now, if you guys are just tuning in, we would like to welcome you to the Talk Takeover with your host, Tamara S. Adams, and
Nikki, that's me.
We dished on our weekends, our tea topic of the day, discussed the letters from the Shade Chewy Chatter, and had our reality rundown. If you would like to chat with us, call 347-945-6025, and don't forget to press 1. Or you can just continue to listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ISTA-network. And again, please visit and like our fan page at www.facebook.com/TheTalkTakeover. And now it is time for... So what you got for us,
Nikki? Put it in a... Got a new one left for 15. Ain't no keys in this dude here.
I thought you was going to do the whole thing. That's my thing.
Nikki. Put it in a kidney. Got a new one left for 50. Ain't no keys in this dude here.
You make it.
Yeah, I love them triples. Yeah,
really?
I love them triples.
Really?
So, I love me some 2 Chainz.
First up on my rumor rant is Karrueche Tran. Oh, baby. Well, you know, Karrueche did an interview with Iyanla. Iyanla got these people crying and carrying on and telling all their whole business. And I'm trying to figure out what credentials she got. I mean, is she a doctor or she's just a personal coach or she's a life coach?
She's a life coach.
I mean, she's good.
She's really good because she make you think about some stuff. Because what I've learned for her, you got to accept responsibility for your actions and situations that take place. Because a lot of people always want to say, oh, it was that person. Yeah,
right.
It was that person, but it was stuff there that took place that you could have avoided when you saw it.
That's true. Well, she did an interview with Karrueche Tran, did an interview with Iyanla. And for those of you that don't know who Karrueche Tran is, she is Chris Brown's ex. But they've been kind of on again, off again. And anyway, Chris Brown stated that instead of him, you know, because most people think he'd be upset about her doing an interview, but he said it was gut-wrenching for him to watch. He verbatim said it was gut-wrenching. It was horrible. It was hard for him to hear about his ex-girlfriend talking openly about their personal issues. And he found that, again, like I said, to sit down with Iyanla to be gut-wrenching. It was hard.
But see, she didn't really go into a lot, but she did let it be known that she knew that he was still dealing with
Rihanna. And I guess during the whole time, because she stayed relatively quiet about the situation. You know, and that was good on her part because some women could have been like, this mother, did this, he did that, blah, 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 She explained how she was feeling. And then he said that, in quotation marks, he said he doesn't want to be a dick like that. He really wants to be loved and to give love, the source added. He just doesn't know how to love wholeheartedly. And not full-heartedly.
I can believe that. A lot of people, they don't know how to love. It wasn't in their upbringing or anything. And a lot of times with situations with people in relationships, the reason why they can't have a successful relationship because they didn't see a successful relationship growing up.
And exactly. And he's only 25, and they said that he cheated on her in the past, which of course. But she said she still has feelings for him, and if he were to change, they would be in a better place. But he's the same, and he's not changed.
Yeah,
so right now, it is what it is.
He's gone. Until he accepts responsibility for his actions and actually wants to change, then no, nothing is going to change.
Right.
And he probably feel like he's not in the wrong. You have some guys that feel like, oh, well, okay.
I don't know if he doesn't think he's in the wrong. He has to know he's in the wrong. But, she's 26, so obviously she's older than he. Well, only a year, so that doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
She said, he said he's not mad at anything she said in the interview. He just wants her back.
Oh.
Well, I understand that. I mean, the things happen.
Mm-hmm.
He was fucking around.
Yeah.
That's my word. He was fucking around. And he got somebody pregnant. I mean, my thing is, if they really, really, truly love each other, work it out. Shit happens.
Yeah, it does. But this is me. If you're going to cut out on me, you know, for what
reason? I don't have a baby.
Yeah, no, if you're going to cut out on me, at least protect yourself enough for that to not happen.
Right.
Because it could have been something way worse.
Right. It could have been something
worse. You could have bought me that thing.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
And apparently the 9-month-old daughter, whose name is Royalty, her mom, Mia Guzman, which apparently was one of Carucci's friends.
Yeah, that's what she said, was one of her friends. Now that's trifling.
Yeah, that's trifling.
You done had a baby child with one of my friends?
Yeah, they live in Texas, but apparently rumor has it that, look, the T.C. is they're supposed to move closer to him. Where does he live, Atlanta or Virginia?
Because he's from Virginia.
Yeah, he's from Virginia, but, you know, I don't know. When paparazzi asked Carucci what she thought of that, she said, good for him.
Yeah.
You
know she's hurt, but
she's definitely
not
hurt.
Too much out there.
I would be devastated.
He lives in L.A.
Oh, he lives in L.A., okay. I would be devastated, but if... And they're young. I can't even say do this, do that. They're young. You know what? She's probably right for cutting all ties with him.
And she needs to.
Cut all ties with him because you're young. You're 26 years old. You got your whole, as Tamar would say, your whole life ahead of you.
Yeah.
Go ahead and move on. And then this is his lesson learned to know how to treat the next woman when he matures a little bit more, and this is your lesson to know what you should expect and what you shouldn't deal with from a dude. But anywho, the saga continues with them, and we'll keep you posted on the issues. Next up, Mark Fishburne.
Really?
I know I'm supposed to do J-Lo, but I don't want to talk about J-Lo and Casper. Who cares if they're still together or not? Don't want anybody care. Lawrence Fishburne, his mama. Child, his mama says she's broken. He will not answer her phone call. So, anywho, he's had his share of public drama. Anyway, his daughter was doing porn, remember? Do you remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yes, his daughter was doing porn. She said that he don't talk to her no more because of that, because she's doing porn, blah, blah, blah. She looked just like him. Can you imagine Lawrence Fishburne
doing porn
as a woman. Anywho, he is the patriarch of a hilarious TV family on ABC called Black. I've never seen it.
Really, it is so funny with Anthony Anderson and Tracy Ellis Ross.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I know they was on. You know, they were in the show, but I never saw it. But anyway, his mother, Hattie Crawford Fishburne, claims that she's about to be evicted from her $1,500 a month rental, and that she can't get in touch with her famous son to help her financial situation. Now, granted, this chick gets $3,000 a month in whatever on her fixed income. You need to move and get you someplace you can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she can't afford health care and other basic needs. She said she can't buy food, clothing, shelter, or go to the theater. I haven't bought a dress since I retired. I need to find a benefactor. Really, lady? Now, I'm not saying this is right because, you know, but you don't have kids to have them take care of you.
That's true. However, my kids better take care of me.
I don't care if mine don't take care of me.
No, I care of mine.
Mm-mm.
Now, I'm not saying that they're supposed to, but when I get old and feeble and stuff.
And see, I don't care. If they want to put me in a nursing home, fine.
They better not. Mine better take care of me.
No, put me in there because they didn't ask to be here.
No, they didn't. However, I don't want to be in a nursing home because I don't want nobody to be in there mistreating me. Like, well, my mom had to actually go to a nursing home. If I could be in a better position to not have to deal, you know, have to have her there, then, you know, then I would. But it did become a lot. Well, I'll take that back. put me in a nursing home, but put me somewhere where they're not mistreating me.
Mm-hmm.
One, and make sure you bring your tail up. Don't put me in there and just forget about me.
Right, and I understand that. I really do. And that's a touchy subject, nursing homes and, you know, whether the kids take care of. This is my thing. My kids didn't have to be here. I had them kids, whether it was intentionally or not. I had them or not. I just don't expect them to take care of me. Now, say if one of my two or both, you know, both of my kids made it big and they were millionaires, if they wanted to take care of me, I think that I've raised them well enough to
do what's right.
For them to do what's, you know, to say, you know, my mom's struggling, or I hope I don't be struggling forever.
Yeah.
Or me and their daddy don't be struggling. But, you know, I just raise them where I hope they say, well, you know, I'm going to put my mom in a house or
mm-hmm.
pay this off for her or do this for her. But I don't expect them to. Trust and believe them. We'll talk about their asses if they don't.
Well, no, I expect mine, and mine I already know. Because they already said, Mom, when I come up, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Okay.
Yeah, you know, hey, it is what it is. But, anywho, Lawrence, I don't know what to tell you, honey bunch. You and your mama, Hattie Mae, that's her name, Hattie Mae? Hattie, you shouldn't have went to the people on him now. You should have took care of that at the house. You should have told Julia Mae, your sister. I don't know if that's her name or not.
I was going to say not Julia Mae.
I don't know if that's her name or not, but you should have told Julia Mae, and Julia Mae could have handled that for you. But anyway, next up, we got the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion. Let's see here. A couple of them have already been cut from the list for next year, and they were not invited to the reunion taping on Friday.
Really?
Example, Demetria McKinney. She need to be off. That helper don't provide. She don't do nothing for the show.
No, she really don't.
I
thought she would, especially when they was having an issue with the whole Roger Bob. But once
Don't nobody care. They said, I mean, she caused some drama early on, but they didn't feel like she had enough to bring to the table, which she really didn't. She better get like Cynthia. They said another popular housewife was missing when the reunion kicked off was Portia, but they said she came on halfway through the taping, Portia Williams, 33. She got the part-time treatment because she was only a friend of the housewives.
Yeah, she didn't get the full benefit of an actual housewife
right.
because she's not a housewife.
And they said following her little spat brawl with Kenya Moore last year, they made her a part-time person. Portia recently told Radar Online that she expects to return full-time next season, regardless of the absence of McKinney and the halftime appearance of Williams. Will still be in for a dramatic reunion.
Hmm.
I'm looking forward to that. But they did say that NeNe had a breakdown on the stage corner out.
Really?
I can imagine. That foolishness. I can darn imagine. Yeah, they said she had a breakdown and left the stage for 1 hour. NeNe, but you know, that's an all-day thing. It's like a 12-13 hour.
Yeah, and then they have to break it up.
Right.
For us, it's like different days, but we know, of course, it's one whole big thing because they have on the same stuff.
Right, they do it for like 12 hours straight, so anywho. But, yeah, so that is, I'm Nikki, and that is my rumor. Rant.
Really? That is your rumor, Ram?
That will be it. And it looks like we got 20 minutes. I mean, not 20, 10 minutes left in the shizzle.
Alrighty, so we're going to take another song break.
Mm-hmm.
And the song we have is by Mariah Carey, Honey.
I can't wait till we take
it. And when we come back, we're going to do our Bust the Windows Out Your Car segment.
Oh,
honey, get me hooked on you. Yeah.
Yeah. hold it right here. Cause we gonna smooth it out. Come on. MC. And she won't stop.
And we're back. So what I got that makes you want to bust the windows out of somebody's car is, and I am the notorious TAM.
What you got, girl? What you got?
It's when somebody tries to tell you you should look like a certain person.
I know.
Or you should have, like I had somebody to tell me. Now, everybody know the chick Johnny Blaze on Love and Hip Hop?
Yeah.
And her butt is ridiculous.
It's redonkulous.
It's ridiculous.
It is huge.
It's huge. But somebody
told her. You can tell that in her clothes.
No, you can't. Well, when she was out there doing that photo shoot and stuff, she looked like she was like a big girl.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, her shape is fine and everything, but you couldn't tell that she really has a huge tail. But, yeah, I had somebody to tell me I need a butt like hers. Now,
wow.
Let me stop you right now. One, don't tell me what I need to have. And technically, my butt is bigger than hers. It just needs to be refined. That's all. But honestly, my butt is bigger than hers. But, I mean, what kind of crap is that to tell somebody?
That is crazy.
Oh, your butt need to be like her. Really?
That's pretty crazy.
What you trying to get in my pants? But you going to tell me my butt need to look like somebody else?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I agree.
Yeah, that made me want to bust the windows out of his car, his business, his home, and whatever else he may have had. Because don't do that. Don't do that. But see, the only reason why he did that was to kind of to tick me off, because he knew that was going to kind of make me feel some kind of way or whatever. Because my thing is this, you know, don't do that. For one, don't compare me to no other chick because I'm in a league of my own. Because I don't do that to anybody. If I'm sitting there with my boo thing, my friend or whatever, I don't try to sit there and be like, well, your ass need to look like his.
Right.
Or you need to have a chest like his, because you don't know how somebody's going to take that. You don't know what their psyche is.
You know,
and I don't want to be that person to say something like that, even though I'm joking. And next thing I know, you out here trying to, you know, hustle and bustle, trying to really get yourself to look like that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But what kills me is people, when you flip on them, when you click on them, oh, I was just joking with you. No, you won't. No, you won't. But I tell you what, you ain't got to like my booty, but I do. And trust me, there is somebody out there that does. Hello. Now, what you going to do? Take that, you know, to your grave and whatnot when you see me out here with somebody else that like my booty.
Wow. Well, there is your bust the windows out your car from Tamara S. Adams.
Lay in a coffin.
And I'm going to let that stand.
Kill yourself.
I ain't got nothing. We're going to let that stand.
Because I mean, that just made me feel some kind of way. Because don't.
I understand. You know, it is what it is. But, go ahead. Do your next little spiel.
That's all I have.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. That's great. That was Bust the Winyas out your car.
Okay, well, we... Winyas.
Go ahead.
Well, we're coming up to the end of our show.
Although we go to the end of the road.
However, we would like you to listen to one of our other shows on the Insta Network, and it is the Entertainment Spotlight with Ashley B. Bagley and Kevin J. Stone. And they are live every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They will bring you the new music, celebrity news, crazy stories, casting calls in your area. So tune in. You will not be disappointed because they are hilarious. And in case you tuned into our show late and want to check it out in its entirety, you can do so online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ista-network. Don't forget to visit and like our fan page at www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover. You can email us at thetalktakeover@gmail.com, and you can tweet us at thetalktakeover. And again, we would like to thank you for tuning in. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Because we are taking over.
We're taking over.
Don't believe us.
Just watch.